Incidentally, as a result of the Nuremberg Laws, my mother and I had left the Jewish religion. On the one hand, this earned us the boundless contempt of my father's side of the family. He had meanwhile died. On the other, it changed nothing in my situation. My father's business had been Aryanized, my account was blocked, the Jewish property levy exacted, and I could withdraw a small amount to cover my cost of living. Luckily, I could live with my mother. But one prohibition followed another. Theaters, concerts, cinemas, parks, swimming pools, public transport were all forbidden the Jews. After the night of broken glass, Jewish people had their cars confiscated and driving permits withdrawn. I could no longer use a public telephone or buy a newspaper. The Second World War began. Jews had to wear the yellow star. I was summoned and informed I was obliged to wear the star, since I was considered a full Jew, that I would receive an ID card with a big J stamped in it, and that I was henceforth to bear the additional first name Sarah, which would be recorded in my papers. The official added, "Luck is against you, my girl." I took the star home and obediently sewed it onto my coat, but I only wore the coat if I had to go to the authorities. During this whole act, I never went out. I couldn't. I felt as violated as if I'd been let naked through the streets. The few times when I went out wearing the coat, like many others, I held my handbag against the left side of my body, where the star was.